Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennium Money, and today we're talking the life currency with Whitney Marie.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, Whitney, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. I'm so excited to talk about the life currency.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. This is my first podcast, so but I'm so excited to be on here today.
Fantastic. Nothing to be nervous about. So tell me a little bit about the life currency and, you know, really why you decided to start it.
Yeah. So the life currency is, I like to think of it as a content mentorship site. So we really look at educating through the lens of content and community. I started off as a mentor kind of accidentally, just noticing that I had a knack for providing, you know, advice and really, you know, understanding where people were coming from and some of the issues that they had. And through that, as I was starting to help people and growing and connecting with them, I realized that, you know, the demand of it was like slowly exceeding my personal supply. You know, I couldn't help everybody, even though I wanted to help everybody. And I was trying to figure out what's a way to connect with people at mass. And that's kind of where the life currency came from. And it's underneath the notion that you can find, you know, great skills and education through content and relevant articles and relevant topics, as well as the second tier of it, which is our community membership program, which is that you can, you know, find and help and grow between community. So learning from other people's mistakes, you know, being able to have open and honest conversations and really just providing that constant feedback. It takes away the onus of one-to-one mentorship.
Yeah, you know, that's awesome. Why do you think, you know, this type of information that you provide, like, why is this so impactful and powerful for young female millennials or people just coming out of college?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's so important because there's a lack of truthful dialogue in today's society. You know, we're not getting the full story when it comes to, you know, education and career advancement and money management and all of these things that are so detrimental and so impactful to our lives. We're in the age of social media where you feel as though as soon as you graduate college, you're supposed to be on a yacht in St. Barts and not understanding that in reality, you should be interning or volunteering or understanding other people's stories. And then the stories that we do hear, they kind of leave out the middle part. So nobody's telling us about, you know, when they got fired from their first job or how they worked three internships coming out of college. You know, we're hearing, you know, their highlight reel at the end, and it's confusing. And, you know, what I've seen from just one-to-one mentorship is that these young girls are coming out and they're not prepared. And they're not prepared to, you know, emotionally to handle hard decisions, to, you know, make informed decisions in the workplace, to become leaders. And they're also not informed as far as like what the process looks like.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's expected to, are expecting like heightened acceleration and not realizing that, you know, it's a slow crawl, you know, and it's a slow crawl in corporate America. It's a slow crawl in entrepreneurship. It's a slow crawl in everything. And really being able to have these honest conversations and dialogues to things that aren't exactly fun and pretty, but putting a creative spin on it and making sure that it's coming from a place that meets them where they are is what's important with the life currency.
Yeah. And do you, I mean, obviously this is a trend that's happening, but I mean, do you really think, is it attributed to, you know, kind of social media and everybody's, you know, so connected that way that, that we're missing this middle part? Or what do you think is really happening that's causing that?
I think it's a few things. You know, I don't want to say social media is to blame, but you have to think about where this generation is coming from. You know, they've never lived in a world without the internet. You know, they've never lived in a world without constant instant gratification or constant connectivity. And for that, it's difficult. You know, when we were growing up or when I was growing up, I didn't have that much access to people and things and understanding. And which is great because I think, you know, with social media, it really opens up our eyes to what is possible and what you can achieve. You know, in growing up, I had never seen, you know, people driving Lamborghinis or going to like galas. And I just didn't know that that really existed outside of maybe like a music video. So, you know, being able to expand our minds to what's possible, I think that's an amazing attribute of social media. What I think, you know, hinders, you know, a lot of young people is understanding what's deciphering what's real from what's not real, deciphering like what's behind the smoke and mirrors. And I think that is an advantage that we as older millennials or Gen Xers have that millennials don't. So I feel like that is sometimes rushing the process for them. You know, they all want to be older. They all want to be, you know, super wealthy. They all want to appear a certain type of way. And they're comparing, you know, likes figuratively and literally to actually putting in the work, actually establishing, you know, credibility in their industry, actually, you know, putting forth the things that it takes to really get to the place where they're looking to be. And authentically connecting with people too. You know, I think that's one of the things that is truly missing. And it's such a pinnacle point of your career and your advancement that you have to know how to talk to people. You have to know how to deal with people and understand uncomfortable situations, and social media kind of masks that.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, a lot of times I find, you know, especially the younger millennials that I talk to, they'll almost get stuck in that, like, phase of thinking that likes or friends or followers on social media equates to something. And I'm like, it doesn't have a value to it. You know, we've put a value on it, but in the real world, it doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Right. And then, you know, as it translates into the workplace, they're not understanding, like, the effort that it took you to get to 2,000 followers is not going to get you a promotion. So you have to understand like what it really takes and what the work behind it is. You know, I find a lot of people in the workplace, it's always like, well, I'm doing my job, I deserve a reward. And so right. we're also dealing with that. We're dealing with like the reward generation where everybody got a trophy. So now they feel like just for doing what they're told, they now deserve to be bumped up. Or in the workplace where you find, you know, the younger generations, they think that they can do the jobs of an executive, not realizing like everything that's come into play for them to be able to make those decisions and do things. So, I mean, it's a combination of both of those things. You know, I think social media does a great job of connecting people and, you know, sharing lifestyles and really opening up our eyes and horizons. And I think it does a poor job in helping us really learn how to effectively communicate and paint real pictures. And that's why, you know, something like the life currency is so important to me. And I think to, you know, this generation, because we're actually telling real stories, we're connecting you with real people, we're encouraging honest conversations, we're almost forcing you to have, you know, real conversations and basing it on, you know, this community-based mentorship where if you're going out for a job, like you can reach out to somebody who may know a hiring manager there or may have been there. If you don't know what to ask for a salary, not everybody has, you know, parents or mentors or people that they can contact, or they may not always be available, yeah. but this community and this opportunity is offering that availability that you'll know that somebody's there. And it's a mix of executives who are looking to be mentors. And it's also a mix of your peers who are going through the same thing as you or may have just gone through it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's such great advice. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. And, you know, I always like to talk people not just about sort of the shiny, glimmery side of money and life, but also some of the struggles. You know, I'm always honest with my podcast listeners about different things that I've been through. Can you tell us a little bit about like your own money journey? I mean, have you struggled with anything along the way that you want to share, or maybe like a victory that you had, or?
Yes, that is a whole nother podcast.
Right?
But yeah. Let me kind of start from the beginning and I'll give the condensed version. So I graduated college in 2009 in the midst of the financial crisis. There were literally no jobs. I couldn't get a job at Chick-fil-A if I tried. During that time, I went on a road trip with one of my close friends and we drove from Virginia to Los Angeles. We stopped at every major city, every town on the way. We talked to people, we met people, we tried to get a feel for the city, just to see what it was like. That ended and we eventually had to go back home still with no jobs, with no money. We ended up like just pooling all of our money together to make this road trip happen. I had a friend who, offered me an internship in New York City. It was a 2-day internship. And I was like, okay, like if I can do this, like, let me see what it's like. I had no intentions of ever living in New York. I was like, ew, it's dirty. It's nasty. Like, absolutely not. Ended up going there and moved. I never went home. I moved to New York.
With it a book sucked you in.
For a weekend trip, I ended up very, very broke that whole, you know, first year or so. I was working like 3 retail jobs. There was just literally nobody hiring. I knew I always wanted to work in media and things like that, but I didn't know how to get into it. And randomly, I got a call from MTV that said I could do an internship, but the only kick was I had to be in school. I wasn't in school. I graduated already. So I did some finagling to be able to get into the internship because it was literally my only opportunity. You know, I come from a small town in Virginia, so I didn't have a lot of connections and people to connect me. But during this time, you know, it was very hard. Like I rented a room. You know, I ate ramen noodles every night. Like it was a struggle. After that, I eventually was able to I excelled a lot in that internship and I went on to working in the industry, bit by bit. And it was all a climb and a struggle. By the time I got to my second job where I was finally like a senior manager position, I got laid off. I got laid off 2 months after my promotion. my second promotion. And it was something that was so mind-boggling to me. It was the first time I really realized and understood that you can be good at something and still it not work out.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, a real eye-opening situation for me, and just understanding like how things work. And, you know, of course there, you know, I went through, you know, some struggles. And at that point I was at a good place. You know, I had some money saved up. I had an emergency fund. Like I was good. So I took some time to really figure out what I wanted to do. I had a boyfriend at the time, and we had decided to move to Los Angeles together. I had recently just lost my grandmother, and it was something that I just kind of wanted a new change of pace. You know, it was New York winter. So whenever it's New York winter, I'm like, I hate everything.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, here. So we moved to Los Angeles. We got a place together. We did all these things. At the time I wasn't working, but I was moving to LA to find a job. And it ended up not working out between us. And he ended up staying on the East Coast. And then I was stuck in Los Angeles with an expensive house, a lot of debt from moving, and no job. You know, I ended up being almost like $20,000 in debt when I was in Los Angeles. And that was something I had never really experienced before. Like, I had never experienced being in that type of position. And it was scary. And you know, what I had to do and figure out is just how I was going to make money and what I was going to do. And I ended up, you know, going back to getting a retail job. And it was really a humbling situation, because at the time, there were people coming from New York for the MTV Awards. And these are people that I worked with. So these are people that I knew, that I worked with, see my life on social media. You know, my followers are up. My skin looks great because I'm in LA. I look like I'm just like living this dream. And in reality, I'm in such a bad place financially, and just my whole world is kind of falling apart. And for me, that was so humbling, because I ended up being in a position where they were coming into the store that I was working at, and I was like servicing them as an employee. And I was like so scared. But then it hit me, like, why am I afraid that I'm making money? Like, I'm supporting myself. And then I just, you know, pulled my bootstraps up and handled the situation. And I ended up getting a job out there, and I ended up, you know, really enjoying my life and experience there. And, you know, maybe a year into that was when I got called to do my current job in New York. And, you know, I ended up moving, and, you know, finally about a year into that, like, was when I finally like cleared myself of all debt and figured out all of those things. But, you know, my journey and my relationship with money has been such an up and down roller coaster. And it's been something that I've been able to handle, but it is also something that sparked me to start the Life Currency, because I know that if I wasn't me and I didn't have the skills or the relationships or the things that I had in place, either naturally or through trial and error, I wouldn't have made it. You know, I could have been put in a really bad situation to where I was homeless, or where I couldn't, like, I was all the way halfway across the country. I was across the country. And, you know, helping people understand those skills and those behaviors and what to do, and telling real honest stories. Like, if you were to see my life through the social media lens, like, you would think I had it all figured out. And I'm like, honey, no, I don't. Like, there are some layers here. But, you know, those are the stories, and those are the things that you want to be able to hear and relate to, because I guarantee there's somebody else who's going through that same situation. And so, I mean, that's probably my topsiest, turviest money situation. All that happened through, you know, my 20s.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm 29 right now, about to be 30. And, you know, just looking back on that journey and that trajectory, like, it was so up and down. It was so, like, emotional. And that's why TLC is really focused on that age group and that time, because you're really figuring it out, and you're figuring it out in a place where people expect you to have it figured out, and you want to appear like you had it figured out. So not only do you have to figure it out, but then you have to act like you have it figured out at the same time. And if that's not, like, insanity, I don't know
what is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That, That's awesome. I love that story because it's just real. I mean, it's a reality. And in your 20s where everything already is a little bit rocky, you know, you throw any of those things in the mix and it's hard to figure out what to do and it can feel super isolating. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied. Or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web. And in the process, helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. And I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of the Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to the Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
It can, and you can feel like you're all alone because we're afraid to talk about what's really happening. You know, we're so afraid to talk about like the realities in our situations and our relationships and our lives because we're programmed to make everything appear perfect. and it's not perfect. And I think once we're able to start having those honest dialogues, it doesn't have to be with everybody. Like, it could just be within a confine of someplace where you feel safe and comfortable. But having those conversations and having those dialogues is what's going to create the knowledge. And the knowledge is what creates the decision making. And the decision making is what creates the change. And that's kind of where I want to be a catalyst for. I want to be a catalyst for this generation making a change in how they deal with money, how they deal with situations, how they deal with esteem, everything that has to do with us creating, you know, this badass force of just amazing women that are going to like take over the world in the next 20 years.
That's great. Yeah. You mentioned the word change. So, you know, what kind of advice or tip would you give to, you know, younger millennials? How can they actually stand out and maybe be a change maker if they don't have a big budget or they don't have a lot of followers? Are there different things they can do to really make an impact?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I say this often and I say it all the time because, you know, everything I do is for girls like me. And I grew up in the smallest town ever in life in a place called Yorktown, Virginia. I think there was like 150 people in my graduating class. I just didn't have exposure to anything bigger than what I knew. And what you do when you have to start there is just start where you are and don't feel overwhelmed by what's happening, you know, around you and who's doing what, or, you know, Susie that has 100,000 followers, and there's power in your story. There's power in the things that you have to say and the things you have to bring to the table. And don't be afraid to reach out. You know, I don't think we sit back and realize how much of an advantage we are being in the digital age. We literally can get connected to anybody we want at any time. You know, they may not answer, but a lot of times they do. You would be surprised. I'll never forget. I was in college and the CEO or CMO or something important. Something executive from Coca-Cola was talking to our class, and she was telling us about how every time she does one of these speeches or something, she gives her personal email. And she was like, you know, some people would be like, oh my God, why do you do that? Like, your inbox is probably crazy. She was like, I always give my personal email. She's like, I never walk out with more than 5 emails from people. She's like, people just don't understand that I'm giving you full access to me and you're not taking it.
Wow.
And from that point on, I was like, yeah, like, I'm going to take advantage of those types of situations. I've never, you know, traditionally applied for a job. I've never traditionally, everything that I've done or accomplished has been through some sort of connection, whether it was a personal connection or a connection that I had to force. So it's going out to networking events and it's, you know, being social, it's introducing yourselves. I am notorious for going up to younger people at networking events and just speaking to them or being like, hey, do you guys know each other? They always do. And I'm like, okay, so since you guys have already acquainted, why don't we go meet somebody else? Why are you there? Why are you going to a networking event to talk to somebody you already know or, you know, drink at the bar? Like, this is your opportunity to connect one-on-one with somebody who can further your career. You know, one time I met somebody at a networking event that she didn't even have a job to offer me, but she put me in contact with one of her friends that she knew was hiring. Like, that's yep. Powerful. And that's connections. And that's something that we all possess. So I never want people to get discouraged by money or followers or things like that, because you're able to be connected and you're, there's power in like who you are in your story. And you kind of just have to start where you are and really figure out, you know, what your overall goal is and how are you getting there? You know, reach out to people that are where you are and, you know, get advice from them, understand who they are, go to an informational interview and ask them to introduce you to 2 more people afterwards. You know, those are the types of things that get you from having no network to building a massive network, to being able to reach out to those people to support your projects, to support you, to reach out to when you don't have a job. Those are the types of things that you want to be constantly creating while you're in this vulnerable state where you feel like you don't have enough, because everything's right there. It's in your laptop. It's in your phone. It's in what you can do.
Yeah, I think everything that you just said needs like an exclamation mark behind it, like multiple exclamation mark. In fact, I want to like scream it at everybody listening on this podcast because it's so true. So I'm super excited about Life Currency and where it's going. But tell the listeners about kind of what does the future hold and where can people find out about Life Currency and engage with what you're doing?
Yeah. So much. It literally keeps me up at night. You know, we're growing really fast. You know, we've been open for business for about a month now, and we're up to like over 1,000 visitors each day to the site and to the content. So that really speaks to like the need of what we're doing. You know, the next is just really still creating like good creative content, making sure we're telling those untold stories of professionals and people you want to know and people you want to be like. One of the big things that we're working on is doing a series of college chapters. So we're starting off with a couple of schools in Virginia where you'll actually be able to, you know, be a member of TLC on campus. And it's going to focus on all types of things, you know, related to professional development through a curriculum each semester. We're working on some amazing courses. We're partnering with Millennial Money on some amazing courses. Yay. That you'll be able to find online so that you can get this information anywhere. You don't have to be in a big city to go to it. You know, you'll be able to access it from your home, which is some great, great information that will help you on your journey and your career. We're doing an event series this summer that we're calling the Summer Series in our three top markets. So New York, LA, and Atlanta. And then we're gearing up for a conference in 2018. And, you know, the best thing about the conference to me is that I feel like there has never been a place for this demographic to come in and learn. You know, I am a self-proclaimed conference junkie. The only way I was able to go was if I put forth my own money or if a job sent me. They're so expensive. And then some of them are really boring. And you don't really get what you're looking for out of it. So where is that opportunity for, you know, this younger generation to learn what they're looking for in a fun, focused environment? So I'm really excited about that. And where to find us, you know, our website is www.thelifecurrency.com. We update daily of original content. You can find us across all social media channels. We have a private Facebook group. You can just hit, send a message to join. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much where you can find us. You know, we are a busy, busy team, but hopefully we are able to, you know, inspire and connect with, you know, a lot of your listeners.
That's awesome. Well, I have so enjoyed the conversation. I can't thank you enough for being really transparent and honest about your own money story. I wish more people were like that. And I'm sure that the listeners are going to just absolutely love hearing that story as well. So thank you so much, Whitney, for being your guest. It has been our pleasure.
Thank you so much. And I can't wait to hear more Millennial Money stories and future partnerships between Millennial Money and the Life Currency.